want to talk today about the Lord's Prayer. Now, we have baptisms at every Mass this weekend. It's a great thing for our community because we see ourselves growing. And they all start with a relationship with Jesus Christ. Our following Jesus Christ began at our baptism. And it began at the font. And what's always fun to watch is watch the parents bring children as they grow to the font to learn how to sign themselves. And as they grow, parents are the first ones to teach their children those basic prayers that we all learned growing up. It starts with learning the sign of the cross where our baptism began. We learn meal prayers, bless us, O Lord. We learn bedtime prayers. And then parents teach the Lord's Prayer and the Hail Mary and the Glory Be. Today in the Gospel we hear Jesus teach us our most famous prayer, the prayer of all Christians, a simple prayer, an essential prayer, a profound prayer. So I'd like to take the time to take the prayer apart and talk about it as we know it. So it begins with Our Father. Begins with Our Father, our Holy Parent, our God, our Creator, our Teacher, the one we want to follow, the one we want to learn from, the one we want to spend eternity with, who art in heaven, the holy place, the sacred place, the place we all long for. Who wants to go to heaven? I love that question. Every hand better go up because we're praying for it all the time, right? We want to go to heaven. And then we say, Hallowed be thy name. We honor God. We praise God. God's name calls us to be holy because we recognize that holiness comes from seeking a relationship with God. Then we pray, Thy kingdom come. May your eternal peace come to us quickly is what we're asking. We're asking for the Lord's eternal peace in our hearts. Thy will be done. We long to seek God's eternal plan. We want the eternal plan which is best for us. Not my will, but your will is our prayer to God. Thy will be done. We ask God to lead us and guide us on earth as it is in heaven. The goal is for the peace of heaven, yes? To be peace on earth, right? Peace on earth as it is in heaven. We want the peace on earth that is the peace of heaven. And we know there are places in our world where there needs to be peace. We know there are places in relationships that need to find peace, a peace which guides us to holiness. Give us this day our daily bread, holy food to guide us and to supply us with grace. It's why we come and listen to the words of Scripture. It's why we come to be fed at this table, because the body and blood of Christ strengthens us and guides us. We come to actively participate in seeking and receiving Jesus because He guides our thinking and our living and our loving. And forgive us our trespasses. Forgive us, heal us, help us in the name of Jesus. We know we need to be given. We know we're not perfect. We know we have to ask for forgiveness. As we forgive those, help us forgive as we want to be forgiven. I would suggest those 13 words are the most important words in the Lord's Prayer. Asking for forgiveness and giving forgiveness. If we want to live holy lives, we have to be forgiving people. And lead us not into temptation. Save us from sin. Save us from selfishness. Give us strength to resist. That's what happens when we receive the grace of the Eucharist. It helps us to stay away from sin and helps us to live holy, faithful lives. But deliver us from evil. Protect us with peace and love and grace. And then we say, Amen. Amen, because we believe, we accept, we embrace this way of living and thinking and loving. So today we pray and we remember. We pray and remember this prayer is for guidance and help. We pray it will give us gratitude and praise. We pray it will help us seek and to receive forgiveness. We pray it will help us seek grace and peace. We pray it will help us and protect us. We pray it will help us stay close to Jesus. Remember when we used to hold hands for the Lord's Prayer and people would extend their hands? We need to get back to that. Back to being connected to one another. The prayer of the church connects us to one another. It unites us and it reminds us we are stronger together. It reminds us that we are not alone when we pray. So let us pray and remember, when we pray the Lord's Prayer, it connects us to Jesus. Let us pray it with faith and conviction. Let us not only pray it, but live it in love. Amen.